Dentistry is changing. Technology, education, and resources are closer to our fingertips now more than ever. Are you ready to learn what millennial dentists are doing to exceed patient expectations, enjoy dentistry more, and take more vacations? Or how this generation can join up with the previous ones to make for an unstoppable dental team? Well, wait no longer. Here is your host of The Millennial Dentist, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to The Millennial Dentist. We're super excited to be live recording from the Hinman Dental Meeting today. Hey, Ray, in the
Hello.
House. And what we're going to be doing here at Hinman is basically doing a compilation of talking with a bunch of different vendors to kind of see what's out there and what's new in all aspects of dentistry. So first off, right out of the gate, we got a really cool company that I'm excited to hear about called Dentist Chats. Scott, tell us about your company.
Sure thing. So thank you so much for having us, first of all. But I'd love to talk about why chat in the first place.
Because I don't think a lot of people are even thinking about having like a chat service on their website.
Sure. Yeah. It's fairly new to dentistry. What happened was, so I managed a dental practice for 4.5 years, and our practice was growing at about 35% a year with less than a 1% marketing budget. So I'm a pretty frugal guy when it comes to marketing. We already had the Google reviews. We already had the social media presence. And we were just trying to figure out how we could get an edge on our website. Because what we found, and same with most dental practices, only about 3% of our total web traffic takes any action. And so we spend a whole lot of time and effort trying to drive people to our website, and most of those people never do anything about it. And we know that they're not there for fun. No one gets on our dental website to play Angry Birds or Candy Crush. Like, they're there because they want a dentist. And so we need to figure out a way that we can capture more of those new patients and turn them into leads for our practice. Exactly. So chat is an effort to go after the passive website visitors. And so the idea is, instead of allowing people to jump on our website and jump off, we're actually putting out our hand and asking if we can help.
Yeah. So. Well, and I think it's great. I signed up with a chat service about 2 months ago now. And I've kind of found, from a dentist perspective, it's shown me two things. One is I'm starting to get the answer of what my website's not answering. You know, like, the questions they ask it's really interesting, because it's like, okay, well, they're obviously not getting this information on my website. So maybe I need to relook at like what the information is, or if there's something I can put more or less on. And then two, it's given me the kind of the ability to catch, like you said, those patients who need something and they need it now, instead of them calling and leaving a voicemail on a Thursday night and me not getting back till Monday. And so that's 4 days that I don't get to like communicate with the patient.
And they're gone. I mean, they sign up with a corporate practice that's got, right, you know, a call center.
Yeah. And they get on another website, another doctor, and they have a chat service. So that's actually, Sully's the one who told me about the chat service. And I went on, it's funny because it was in my practice. Like, let's go online and see what she says. Like, just act like a patient. So it's awesome. What I like about it is the transcripts, where you can, like you said, mm-hmm, look back and see what been talked about. Does she know me enough to be like, I do that type of procedure, or don't? A lot of price shoppers. How do you deal with those? Like, people who want to know.
That's a great question.
Yeah, the same way that we do over the telephone. So the idea is building rapport and building trust with the person that you're chatting with. Mm-hmm. So we don't quote price over chat, because if we quote price over chat, we're much less likely to get the patient's information, and then it's useless, you know, in the first place. Another really cool thing about having chat on your website is you're able to gauge the quality of your web traffic. And that's something that a lot of people don't think about, and it really opened my eyes, because we're serving dentists in about 300 markets right now, and we found that there were some websites where the doctors were like, I'm getting 2,000 visitors a month, but 1,500 of them were from like 5 states away, because their blog wasn't optimized really well local web traffic. And so that's another really cool thing about chat, is you can get a really good gauge of how well you're doing with your SEO and how relevant your web traffic is, because the web traffic that's not local and it's not relevant doesn't matter to us.
No. See, that's true, because I just realized now, some of my patients, they call and they're like from Alabama, and I'm like, I've already known my Google AdWords, like I made it to where it's only 20 miles or 15 miles or 10 miles, but why are they seeing my stuff on Google?
Exactly.
So it's the blog and a lot of that SEO. So that's good. At least you see it on the chat, because that's how I realized. I'm like, why are these people from Alabama contacting me?
Exactly.
But I saw it from the transcript. So it's a cool service. Now, tell us a little bit about Dentist Chat, how it started.
Yeah. So I mentioned that I managed a practice, and we tried to do chat in-house. And, you know, it worked very well insofar that we were getting a hold of new patients on our website, but it was really difficult to manage with all of the other tasks. You know, scheduling a patient over the front desk and a chat comes in, it's a new patient, and it was an ortho practice that I managed, and it's like, okay, there's $5,000 gone, like no new braces for that person if we don't respond to the chat in a timely manner.
Yeah.
Additionally, we found that we were interacting with a lot of people outside of our business hours, and that's a huge competitive advantage to have chat on your website. And so
after hours,
that's
perfect.
Exactly. So we looked at what the options were. We were like, okay, chat works. Like, where can we go to find a great service for our website? And you know, our brand was positioned as a premium service. Like, you know, you paid a lot of money to come and get braces where we're at. So the quality was really important to us. So I looked at all the different outsourcing services, and I found that there were basically two levels. You could hire an outsourced chat service that staffed overseas, and it was very formulaic and robotic, and we're all familiar with that.
Kind of like what Walmart, REI, Home Depot, all they're using.
Exactly. And then the second level was you could have people in the U.S., so they staffed the chat specialists in the U.S., but they were all contracted, so they worked from their homes. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but we wanted to make sure we could really dial in on our brand message, on the quality of the interactions we had with our patients, because it sets the tone for your patient experience all the way through.
I love it, because this one of the things I don't like to outsource stuff. In my practice, I want my front desk to know everything about me, because they're the front line. Yes. They're the gatekeepers. They keep, I mean, everything when they talk to patients. So if you know, as far as chat goes, also, if you know so much about the practice, you're going to be able to talk and interact with those people the way that the doctor is.
Well, and you're kind of, to your point, that's what you're trying to basically create with more of like a just, because there's obviously a multiple different chat companies out too. You want to kind of have a higher level of, we know dental, we're not just random third-party chats.
Exactly. And we also created a new category. So the first two categories we talked about, we're actually defining a new category, and that is we have a chat center in Kansas City, and we hire and staff and train everyone right there. So it's not like we're working with people, you know, 1,000 miles away.
So you have your own training and everything. So you tell them what they need to do. I mean,
exactly.
How do you do that? So now the dentist chat, is that also for ortho practices or oral surgeon? Is that the same people, or you have different type of training for
those?
So
we have a few different brands, but within each brand, we have specific smile specialists for dentists specifically.
Smile specialists.
Yeah, so we call our chat specialists smile specialists. So,
smile specialists.
That's funny.
Well, this is awesome.
But
I love it.
It's really important. I think that's the real value that we bring, is we should be trying to sell our patients on our practice like really early on. Mm-hmm. We don't want to wait until they get there to decide that we're going to be their dentist for the rest of their life. Like, we want to do that from the very first interaction.
Sure.
The material that we send them with email or text before they get there. And it all starts with chat. So,
and kind of lastly, I guess, talk about, because one of the things I think is really cool about your company that the company I'm currently using isn't doing is being able to forward calls during office hours. Because if a lot of times we'll get a chat email, but then it'll sit there for 3 or 4 hours before we get a chance to respond to it. So y'all are kind of doing something different in that area?
Yeah, so that was a really big pain point for us early on. We were delivering tons of leads to our practices, but the first question that we should ask is, okay, are the people that we're chatting with likely to have called us otherwise? And the answer for a lot of the people we interact with is yes. Like, they're the same people that would have called us otherwise. We're going after the other portion, the passive people, but we're still going to interact with the people that would have called us otherwise. And if it sits in your inbox for even 15 minutes, the likelihood of getting a hold of that person after they've chatted is a lot harder. And so what we do is during business hours, we will proactively call the patient on behalf of the practice after we get their information, and then we warm transfer them directly into the practice. So just like Invisalign started doing with a lot of their elite practices, so they have an online patient concierge service, we do the exact same thing. We actually started doing it about 4 months before they started. So
that's cool. So you ask the patient, do you want to be called or you want to be contacted?
Yeah,
and
we
then
just
immediately, you call the practice. That's some of the services that I heard, like they call the practice and then they connect us, the practice, to the patient.
Yep.
And that's a great service. Now, one of the things I want to know, office hours, for example, 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. And then the off hours, over after hours, how do you guys, do you have more dentists doing them while they're open or after they're closed? Or how do you guys manage, like,
the traffic? Is it better to do it while they're open, or is it better if they're after hours only, or is it both?
It's both. So there's going to be passive website visitors during the day and at night. And so, you know, it's great after hours. Like that's opening up a whole new world for most practices to be able to contact the practice after hours. But it's important to do both.
Okay. And I guess final thing, everybody now is, you know, they're like, I like this idea. Chat's cool. Dennis Chat seems pretty cool. What's it cost?
So it's $350 to get started. And that $350 covers all the installation. We do all the legwork. Basically, once we send you a survey, you fill out a few pieces of information, and we take care of the rest. There's a two-week calibration. And during that calibration, we're saying, okay, how much are you actually chat traffic are we using? And then we set a monthly price at the end of that calibration period. On average, that price is $350 a month, but we have practices paying as low as $250 a month, and it goes, you know, a lot higher for a lot more providers and more practice locations.
Does it cap out at anywhere?
Nope. So I actually just had a conversation with a practice that has 1,300 locations. So,
I guess that's true. When you're doing corporate industry or sure. people, you have to go. Sure. To go higher. Well, so I'll plug it too with, you know, I had one case that probably I wouldn't have gotten that was an after hours kind of a Friday night deal. I called her, got her scheduled Monday, and it's turned into a $10,000 case. Like
that's
pays
awesome.
For my chat
exactly.
For
the year.
Yeah,
for the year.
Yeah, exactly. A long time. So I definitely think it's worth it. I definitely think it's moving. It's exciting. Can we ask for any special promotion, maybe a little bit off the entry
for the
they mentioned Millennial Dentist?
Yeah, sure. Why don't, when we get off, I'll put some together and I can
and we'll
send
it
over to you.
We'll put it in the description.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
For sure. That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. Well, awesome, it's been a blast. This is awesome.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, guys.
All right. Next up, we got Weave.
Weave.
Is it Weave Communication or is Weave? I don't even know.
Either
service.
Either one.
Just one? Okay.
Either
what
one
is
works.
It
mean? How do you guys come up with the name?
Because we're weaving together your practice management and your phones.
Cool. About that.
Tell us about it. Tell us. We got Sky here. We're at the Weave booth.
Yep. And we do hair weaves also, obviously,
also
right?
A little bit
of hair weaves. No, just kidding. So we do, just as we mentioned, we integrate phones with practice management softwares. So we integrate with the vast majority of them out there, right? Dentrix, EagleSoft, Open Dental, all the big ones. What we had found in dentistry is for a long time now, dentists had recognized that being able to confirm via text and email could help their business, right? Be more effective. Well, we've found that, you know, no one had ever really addressed inbound phone calls to an office, right? It was a part of the practice. A dental office is a business, right? And it was a part of the business no one had touched.
Phone rings, you answer the questions.
You ask them how to spell their name, right? And that's about it. Well, so with Weave, we've changed that conversation. So when a patient calls a Weave office, I mean, just by answering the phone, it's going to pull up a picture of the whole family.
Cool.
You're going to see, okay, it's Rebecca Smith. Her kids, Johnny.
I have a picture of Rebecca Smith.
There you go. You probably all do, right?
Okay.
So you'd see, okay.
She's awesome.
Shout out.
Oh, I love her. Okay.
So you'd see, this is Rebecca, right?
Right.
But on top of that, it's going to show you a picture of her and all her family members.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be able to see that she has three kids that all need cleanings, right?
Sure.
So we did a case study with a lot of offices. We found on average, there were 17 to 20 times a week a dental practice had an opportunity to schedule an overdue family member from an inbound phone call. So in the majority of practices out there, about 20 times a week, someone called in that had family members who need appointments and it goes untouched, right? So with Weave,
mom calls in just to cancel her daughter or reschedule her daughter's appointment, but the husband hadn't been in 2 years.
There you go. Or finally, you know, John hasn't called forever and his tooth is just killing him. So he finally calls, right? And he has three kids that need cleanings, right? In your typical practice, they'll schedule John, but they're not going to look through each individual kid.
No, okay. It'll take forever. Yeah.
So inbound calls. Now, it doesn't have to do, I mean, I see right here, it's a text messaging, you know, reviews, appointment confirmation. So the main thing is really inbound calls, but you also do the other pieces.
We do the other pieces as well. So our texting is a little different. We make a big focus on two-way texting, right?
Uh-huh.
If you were to, I work with hundreds of offices a month.
Sure.
And every time they're using a reminder service, I'll ask, okay, you guys confirm through text. How often do you two-way text? And almost always the response is very rarely
Rare.
Or never,
right?
We made an emphasis on two-way texting. It's a real telephone number. when they respond, it pops up on the screen in real time.
So they can like save this number as their phone, like Sullivan Dental Partners texting number. That's pretty cool. So they can just text in at any point if they have a question.
Yep, because true two-way means they can initiate it, right? And in a Weave office, they can.
Because most offices probably have like the, in full disclosure, I'm a Weave user, obviously. So
You are?
Yeah. So But yeah, but a lot of offices, you know, that you have like respond C to confirm. There and that's the extent of the texting, right?
Yes. So with Weave, it's actually a smart confirmation. So they can respond however they want when they get the auto text. Hey, Sky, are you coming in Thursday at 3? Yeah. Yes. Yep. Okay. And it will confirm it in the software. But kind of as Soli's saying here, if they said, you know, could I come in earlier? It'll pop up in real time. It's an actual text message.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about reviews? And I see the like appointment confirmation. Now, do you work with integrate with, for example, Dentrix or Open Dental with the confirmation? Like, how are you guys? You said you're open with them, but how do you integrate? Like, see, my thing with when I first started practicing, I got Yappy, for example.
Okay.
And that has its own, like, it's so hard. The program, you got to learn it, and it's just another Dentrix or Open Dental. How easy is it to integrate your system with the other big name like Dentrix or Open or EagleSoft?
So honestly, the number one thing we shoot for is user friendliness.
Okay.
Like Weave is, we call it a smartphone for dental offices, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks just like a smartphone if you've ever used one, and the interface of it's really, really easy to use. One thing you pointed out was reviews, right?
Right. Because I have another separate service or company that does my reviews.
Okay. So you just hit right on the head where Weave comes in. Most practices have a phone bill. Yep. They have a reminder service bill like a Yappy, and then they have a review platform, right? Yes, Weave does all three of them. So my orthodontist switching to us saved about $500 a month because he paid $200 for phones, $300 for demand reach, and then he paid another $200 for reviews, right? Weave does all three of them.
Oh, that was the big tipping point for us was we were paying like $450 on our AT&T bill. And so I was like, I can get a service that provides all this information and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty, you know.
How much is it? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So it'll range. I mean, it depends on the size of the office. A general pricing would be between $350 and $450, right?
Okay.
It'll depend on the size of your office, what package.
Brand new practice for young dentists that out there that started their own, like right
Mike Payman.
I have two staff, like my front and the back, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, depending on, like, so you start $350 now. Is that also including all the reviews and text, or those are all upgrades?
No. So if you went full thing, right, if you have all the features and you have more than three phones, so if you have four phones plus, then you'd be $450 a month for phone service, reminder service, and reviews.
Now,
right?
Phone service, that is like my Comcast.
Yeah, like your phone bill.
No, like you eliminate that.
You eliminate your phone bill.
How do you eliminate the phone bill?
Because that's what we are. We're a VoIP phone system.
So like, explain that a little bit, because that is confusing. That
I have a contract with Comcast for 2 years, for example.
Yeah, so Comcast is never a problem. I can get you at a 95% of contracts, Comcast every time.
And I'm paying $300 just for the Comcast bill, and that's for my phones that are six lines and high-speed internet.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to really get the Google Fiber. So if I get you guys, I could get the Google Fiber on the side, because that's my thing. I really want to get the fiber.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we've been doing this for 5 years now, right? We have over 3,000 offices. We can always make it work. So VoIP systems don't do fax, right? So if you want fiber, we're going to have you leave your fax line with Comcast, get fiber internet. You're going to drop $180 out of your phone bill, and we're going to do your phones. So we're going to cut your Comcast bill drastically. And so we get rid of, as we mentioned, every time I sign an office up, they are dropping a minimum of two bills. And it's their phone bill every time. It's their reminder service most time. And then if they play a review platform, so you mentioned we generate organic Google reviews, right?
Yeah, so this is online service. Now, if the internet is out in my area, neighborhood, because you know how sometimes it goes out, they're doing something.
Of course.
Now my phone's not going to work when the patient's going to
call,
correct?
So we just recently added the new mobile app. I don't know how much you've been using the new one, Sully, but it has quite a few new cool features. So the biggest thing we added to it is there's a button in it that says forward calls. You can select your cell phone.
Uh-huh.
Internet goes down and you click that. The next phone call that comes through will come to your cell phone. Uh-huh. So we created a safety net to that. The new mobile app we built is awesome. You can call patients from your cell phone and it will show the office number.
And that was probably one of the big selling points for me was to be able to, like, you know.
I mean, but I'm very surprised with the price. I'm like, that is low. Like, that $350, are you kidding?
It's a good, and one thing about, you do surgeries every day. And so for you to be able to go home and like, oh, shoot, what was their number? I want to call them. Well, now it's on the app. You pick it up. You call them from the office
number.
How about
tracking?
It's nice.
So my marketing team does the tracking phone because they got the calls.
We can track your calls too. So if you pay another company, we're going to get rid of like four bills you have.
Dude, I have social media. Do y'all do social
media? That's why him is great. You get to meet a lot of people. You see what's out there, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
no,
we
this
do.
This is cool. We got to talk more about this. This has been a blast. So Weave, I've always heard about it. I just never been actually talking to and seeing how.
Yeah, so Weave, W-E-A-V-E. Okay. Weave.com is our website.
Do you have any specials for our millennial podcast listeners or anything that could get them out?
Yeah, for sure. So we don't do contracts.
Okay.
I mean, millennials, right? None of us
sure,
like contracts.
Sure, we don't. They hate commitments. No commitment.
Yeah, we're afraid of commitment. That's
sure.
why I'm still single.
Yeah.
Same
year.
So, we don't do contracts, right?
Sure.
Honestly, on this, like, obviously, I didn't run this by my boss, but, like, better to ask for forgiveness and permission, right?
Sure.
If anyone called in and said, hey, Sky said on the Millennial Podcast, that's where we heard about this, what we'd offer them, we'll give you your first month completely free. And
wow.
we don't do a contract. So you could basically.
That's good.
You basically try it out. See if you like it, right?
$350, $450
yeah.
almost.
There you
Dude,
go.
Dude, so, thanks, guys. It's great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a blast. We'll come back and talk to Chad more.
And then again, the getweave.com is where people can kind
of
get in touch and get free demos. And stuff
yeah,
like
request
that.
A demo. Demos are obviously free. Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you, guys.
It's the end of the day, day two at Hinman, and we've been recording a bunch. I'm really excited about this little segment just because I'm a big, and we've talked about a payment, I'm a huge, huge numbers guy, whether it's personal finance, knowing your numbers in your office. And so we're joined here by, okay, how do you say your name? I don't want to mess this up.
Rohit.
Okay. So,
Rohit.
So yes. I was right. So Rohit with, and you're the president, founder, the whole nine yards of Practice by Numbers. So my thing is so many, and you probably see this too, your wife's a dentist, and I really want you to talk more than me here, but just talk about the importance of knowing your numbers. How such small things as hygiene recare or, you know, reappointment percentage or your collection percentage or how long it takes you to get collections, you know, some of that stuff. Talk about the importance of that.
Right. So first of all, in the introduction about Practice by Numbers, why we started Practice by Numbers, the reason we started Practice by Numbers, I'm an engineer. Okay. I'm an engineer and my wife's a dentist.
Cool.
She had her own career. I had my own. I was working for Philips Healthcare the longest time. She decides to open a startup, okay? Just like you, payment, just doing it right now. Yeah. She decides to open a startup.
What year?
2010, not the best year.
No.
Right?
No.
No banks would want to touch us.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're not going to fund you.
Not a good rate school on our door.
Yeah, not very good. And that also in a city that's very competitive. So she did it anyway. She's headstrong like me. And she got one bank to approve. And then I got interested in the business of dentistry, which is what makes dentistry tick. And we started tracking numbers. We started tracking with some basic stuff like new patients and how much production, creating basic goals. And as the months progressed by, we realized that everything that we tracked improved. Anything that we did not track fell apart.
Yeah.
Okay, or stayed the same.
Absolutely.
Well,
each one of them.
And what we realized too is we started looking at the front desk and as we were, you know, because I joined as an associate and we were trying to grow the practice, right? So one thing we wanted to look at was what is the front desk doing as far as how are they handling? Because your marketing can do a lot of stuff, but if you're losing patients out the back door,
yeah.
you're not really growing, right? And,
yeah.
and you probably hear that people say all the time, well, I'm getting 50, 60 new patients a month, but their practices really aren't growing.
Yeah.
Right?
And it happens all the time.
Exactly.
It's not a leaky bucket.
Yeah.
You put patients on top. And they keep flowing out from the other side.
Exactly.
Right?
So and then we wouldn't go look up front to see what you know we were coming there and but there's no way for us to track how the front desk is doing. There was no way for us to know what's happening or where are those patients going. We didn't have any tracking system.
We you would if you use something like what we have.
Sure.
Right? Because what do you want to track? You want to first of all track. So let me just close this one last thought, okay?
Okay.
With the new patient sources.
Yep, yep.
Because that's very important.
Sure.
So understanding where they're coming from is only one part, and making sure they enter it is the second part. And the third, which is even more important, which you are doing, is making sure those referral sources are not too disparate, meaning they're not too many. Don't enter every single keyword into your referral sources. Enter key keywords. So, for example, just if you have Google, just enter Google, or maybe enter Google Organic and Google Ad, okay?
I see.
And then enter Facebook Ad and Facebook Organic, because you have different ways of, so that way you can understand now where your patients are coming from. Don't make it too granular, because you will not be able to analyze it anymore, because the data will become too sparse.
Too
and
much.
You, yeah, too much. You won't
so
be able to
So how many people, like for example, referrals, I have one that is just says raw, and what that means is just patient drove by, or they just heard about it through a street, and I have a very busy street in front
of
me.
But that's a referral source, which is your sign.
Sign.
Yes. Your sign is a referral source.
Location.
Yeah, location.
Raw.
Yeah,
that's why I call it raw, because I don't know anything. It's just
there. Fine.
Well, I pay a lot of money for rent, though.
Yeah, exactly. So that's rent is part of marketing as well.
Okay? Sure.
So that's one thing. And the second thing is to understand is with your referral sources is to drill down at each referral source. So if you have Google and you figure out how much, let's say you did $100,000 in 1 month, and out of that, $50,000 came from Google, you have to not just understand $50,000 came from Google, you have to understand how much of that $50,000 was from new patients, and then drill down to see how did those patients spend the money. Did they all come in just for new patient exams and then leave? Or did they actually schedule their appointments?
The production numbers, analysis.
Production number analysis for those new patients.
So your software does that.
It will do all of that stuff for you. And it'll give you those numbers. So it can you can see if one source is better than the other source.
Now, how does your software integrate with my Open Dental or Solly's EagleSoft or Dentrix?
It's just a simple bridge. It's a 15-minute installation once we get the bridge going.
So you came up with that whole thing, algorithm and how to get in?
Well, with me, with my software buddy, yes.
Nice. Yes. Well, I'm looking at this banner right here, Practice by Numbers. It's awesome. It says, what is the website that people can go in? Practicenumbers.com. It's such a cool banner because it's like a lot of good information. It's like ADD as hell, and I love it.
Okay, so now, let's be full disclosure. So I currently use Dental Intel, right? Okay. And I think, Ro, we both agree that like at the end of the day, doctors need to be using some sort of software to track numbers.
Right. Agreed.
I think that's a huge thing. As early on as when you start. And I know, I don't know about Dental Intel, but I know that you offer kind of a pricing structure that would allow new dentists to get in the door. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. And that's why I was saying when you're a new dentist, you're spending so much money on marketing, especially the smaller. You're doing great, Raymond. But there are others that don't do that great.
One of the things my practice treatment plan, my marketing people told me that I'm the only one out of their whole, like one of the few people out of their whole young dentist and who started the practice that actually tracks people. And I'll write it down and I want to make sure that I'm like, if I'm putting that much money, if I'm paying Google $100,000 in a year, I want to know I'm making $1 million from that.
Where is it going?
So it is, and that's what they said, that no, not a lot of young dentists or a lot of young like dentists don't do that. And that's disappointing.
Because and that's part of the reason they struggle is because they don't understand where it's all coming from and they can't make it actionable, right? And so the startup question. So we have a startup program, especially for new practices. Uh-huh. You have gone flying out the door, which is good for you, but not everybody is as lucky as that and as talented.
Lucky.
And well, it's luck and also it's talent, right? Meaning you know what you're doing, you're placing implants, it's working out very well for you in a good location. Not everybody gets there that quickly. So for that, we also offer a startup program so that you can start using our software for free. It's completely free for your startups until you reach that $200,000 annualized point. It's not a whole lot, but it does help you to get going so you don't have to worry about paying us till you at least are able to pay yourself a little bit money. Okay, so some practices get there in month one, like yours with payment, but in others, it takes 6 months. Sometimes it takes 9 months. And we don't force them to pay us till they reach that point.
And then at that point, they move to a different tier structure.
Then they move into the small tier structure, which is from $200,000 to $500,000, and they pay us $200 a month. Now consider what you're paying for Dental Intel. I'm sure it's a great software. I've seen it, great people. Sure. But the pricing difference is just incredible, and the feature set that we have is much more richer. And even from that point onwards, from $500 to $3 million, it stays at $300.
Now, let's delve deeper into it. I want you to kind of take the next little bit of our time to kind of talk to us specifically about what Practice by Numbers does as far as what numbers are you tracking? What are the numbers that you think that when you sign up a practice, what are the first couple analytics and numbers you specifically want to look at?
Yeah, sure. So one of the first things I do is I try to understand when we get Practice by Numbers going is try to understand what is the type of the practice. Now, if it's a general practice, we have certain numbers to understand to say there needs to be about a third of hygiene. So if hygiene...
Well, that's the beauty of... You probably see a lot of practices.
I've seen over 400 or 500 practices now. So we know what the numbers are for general practices. Talking with a lot of consultants helped a lot. Okay. Looking at tons of practices helped a lot. So we look at practices that are doing great. So we look at numbers for
and
those.
And what are those numbers?
And why are they doing great? What are the common things between the practices that are doing great? For example, in a general practice, I have not seen a great practice with a poor hygiene program. Okay? And that's just...
Poor hygiene percentage is the reason?
Poor hygiene program.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
You just don't see a good practice.
That's a core thing that people need to...
That's a core thing in dentistry when you're going to have a family practice. Now, there are exceptions. There are exceptions when you build a practice based on emergencies. But all you're doing is same-day dentistry, and all you're doing is you're trying to advertise for root canals and broken tooth and emergency.
Probably
dentistry.
Are really high cosmetic practices, I would imagine, that are built off referral bases or stuff like that.
Yes,
that
there are those two. And then there are very high implant practices that are not necessarily hygiene practices, because the patient comes there, it's very transactional, they get a couple of implants done, and then they never come back.
I mean, I do hygiene right now myself. I don't even have a hygienist.
But I think that's a fault. I think that's a fault of a lot of young dentists is we think that, like, oh, hygiene's not a big profit center. But that's a huge indicator of where you're headed. Yeah. Do you kind of agree?
Hygiene is a big, huge indicator. If you're going to build a big, successful practice that's going to be there for a long time, hygiene is one. It seems like it's not a profit center, but it is. Because per cost, per visit, you're not making a whole lot. But if you look at and we count all of the hygiene appointments together, from the passive income that you're getting from your hygiene and the treatment that you're pulling out of hygiene,
right.
It's huge.
Yeah, because every time you go back there, that's an opportunity to get more treatment for you.
Yeah, something else.
All right, so what else do you see? I mean, talk to me other than hygiene. What are other numbers you look at?
So one of the other numbers we look at is how are the patient flow going on? How much patient retention they have? So one of the things we look at is 12 months. How many patients have they lost in the last 12 months?
And you're calculating that how, basically?
Or? So we look at our active patient means 12 months or 18 months or higher.
Okay.
So
someone that's been seen in the last 18 months is considered an active patient?
It's considered an active patient.
Okay.
So what we look at is we go back 1 year, 12 months. We find out every single patient that was active 12 months ago. And then we see if they're still active today. They should have been. They should have been back for their two recalls, but they weren't. So, and the number varies anywhere from retention of around 51, 52% all the way up to 80%. I think I haven't seen above 80, 84, 82%. But that's a pretty good number. But remember, with every percentage that you lose over here, you're losing a huge amount of patients on the back end. So one of the first thing you have to do is
stop the bleeding.
It's what's one of the lowest hanging fruit, okay? Which is implement patient reactivation. With our system, it's automated, man. You go in, you make a list. If any of your practices rely upon just incoming calls, then you're going to be sitting for a while waiting for that phone call. Okay, so you have to be making outgoing phone calls every single day, 30, 40, 50 hours, depending on the size of the practice. Every evening, about 3 to 5 p.m., you should be making 50 phone calls. Yeah. But with that said, if you are not building a practice solely focused on implants, even if you do flea consults, you want to try to convert those patients over to a comprehensive exam. So we do track that as well. What we try to do is show how percentage of your patients got a comprehensive exam. And you want to increase that number as high as possible. Sure, they came in for a free exam. Charm them, make them so happy that they say, I want to come back for a comprehensive exam.
Or I want to come back for cleaning.
Yes.
Comprehensive exam or limited?
If they come back?
I mean, if they come back for a new, if they're going to be in hygiene and get a profi, probably a comprehensive exam. I mean, to me, a free consult is a limited exam where we're going to kind of see what's going on and kind of give them a ballpark number. But if we're going to actually dive down into, you know, and half the times you need a cleaning just to really give them a true exam.
So most general offices don't do free consults. But a lot of ortho offices, large treatment plans, like what you're doing, multiple implants.
Or startups.
Yes, I think startups do Groupons and other things. But depending on what the structure is, if it works for you, you have to understand if it's working for you. Right. If the free consults are working for you and you don't mind spending that time with the patient and you're building, continue to build your practice. Sure. But it will come a point where...
I don't have time.
You don't have time. So what are you going to do then?
So my thing is free consults, but what my thing is there a way that I could make more by just charging a little bit to see if there are serious contenders, serious patients are coming, not just random people coming in.
No, I agree.
Absolutely, and that'll get you more. That'll get you people who will not go from one to second to the third office.
You do a $150 consult, but that goes towards treatment.
Towards treatment, right.
That's a great idea as well, yeah.
So I think there's a lot of options. I think ultimately, Rohit, my thing is like, and I use Dental Intel. They're not here. So you're getting me excited about maybe wanting to branch off and join you for your practical numbers. But ultimately, I think it's so huge. Listeners need to be tracking their numbers, whether, you know, and so that's my big thing.
Yeah, you know, I've already promised the girls in your office a bonus based on this money that you're going to save. But no kidding aside, Dental Intel is a great company. Don't get me wrong. It's a great set of people. They're a great company.
Well, you're both working towards the same thing. That's educating dentists on this, exactly, which is great. Exactly.
And from a feature standpoint, we are so close to each other. Okay, they got some, we got some. One of the things that we do excel at is, and I want to plug that in, is that with our system, you don't get overwhelmed. Okay, you have customization capabilities.
You simplified it.
We simplify it to a
point
where...
Hashtag simplify.
Yes.
that's the motto for the day. We're doing a lot of simplification.
And you create custom dashboards for your girl so that, like, for example, your front office, I forget, Julie was her name, and she was not able to remember where to go to get that financial information.
Right.
And in that case, you could have created a custom dashboard for her. And that would have been...
To make it easier.
Just make it easy.
Yeah, that's nice.
And
that's a simple thing.
Being able to create these special accounts and special ways of creating restricted accounts so that you could have somebody calling, sitting offsite, making phone calls to patients, and they don't get access to all your practice data, only the revenue.
And I want to talk a little bit, you know, just in all this with I mean, you're $300 a month. I think I'm paying them $500 a month or something like that as well. Like, so
it's $500 a month?
You figure, well, that's what I'm saying. I know. I say $200 in savings over 12 months. That's...
And this costs $300?
You're an engineer, $200, $2,400 a year in savings. Yeah. That's, I mean, that's a substantial difference. But regardless, though, I want young dentists who are like, $300 a month, that's a lot of money. That's one patient you reactivated that needs a crown, or
right.
To me, it's a no-brainer.
It puts it in perspective.
You need to have some sort of tracking.
It's definitely
system.
A no-brainer. So if you're gonna get one, get anyone. Of course, I want you to get mine.
Right, but that's
my
thing.
But you should have one.
Exactly. Yes. And I appreciate that you get that, because that's my thing. It's like, whether it's $300, $500, whatever it is a month, that's a no-brainer in the reality of being able to reactivate patients.
I love Rohit Garg. His name, practice numbers. The reason is he's very open-minded about even his competitor. He's like, he talks so good about him, and that impressed me about him.
It's good.
Because not a lot of people today did that.
If Weston listens, you should be at Hinman. Yeah. You're not here.
Yeah, but no, great job.
Sorry,
thank
Weston,
you so much.
It's over.
For talking to us.
Thanks, Rohit. I appreciate it,
man.
Thank you. It's been fun.
It's been great.
Absolutely. It's great talking with you guys, and hopefully we'll hear some from the...
For sure.
Yeah, so, okay, it's $300 a month. Is there a startup fee, anything like that? It's just literally...
There's a setup fee, which is the same as the first month. And if you sign up for the whole year, we'll waive the setup fees.
Okay, what about if we do, like, if they mention the Millennial Dentist, you waive the setup fee?
If they mention what?
The Millennial Dentist podcast or something like that. You waive the setup fee.
I will create a special
Millennial Dentist
page
podcast
for you guys.
All right,
so that's cool.
I love it. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you,
Red.
You
heard it here. Millennial podcast.
All right, everybody, work smarter.
Not harder.
All right, we're back. We're with Banyan.
We got Lad in the house.
We're talking about social media, this little section here. Obviously, social media has become really important. And I think, obviously, our generation payment gets that, but a lot of older dentists don't. Tell us what Banyan is. Talk about the importance of social media in your practice. Sell us on something.
Okay. So people are spending 3 hours a day on social media. And a lot of doctors, they already have social media pages or Facebook pages.
It's insane. I mean, the amount of... I get on there and watch these women, like these, like, you know, 40s and 50s, and they just freaking live on there.
Right.
It's crazy.
They live on Facebook.
They do. They live
now,
on there.
And then what statistics are saying is they're making all the appointments. And so I'm interrupting.
No, doctors, they're mainly sharing generic content, and it doesn't tell these patients that are looking for a dentist anything about their practice. They're just sharing stuff that people don't really connect with. And so we want them to start sharing real photos and experiences that really connect with the patient.
Oh gosh, video and all that. I mean, we can get some of that on our website.
So this is the thing. How I found out Banyan through Dr. Joe Maronfire in Arizona.
Dr. Joe's a stud. Okay.
Yeah, I love him. He's awesome. So he told me about it. He's like, hey, let me tell you what I'm doing. Because when I went over there in Arizona, we were holding these signs and the pictures we took. I'm like, man, this is awesome. So the idea behind it is the real patient experience. It's really like, because patients always appreciate after what you do or what we did back there in Arizona. I'm like, every day I get that thank you, but these signs, social signs, where the patient hold it and I hold it and I post it on the Facebook, and that's what pretty much you guys do.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about these whole signs. And
so the signs are fun because
we've
patients
all seen
love
the signs.
Yeah.
I think people know what we're talking about who can't see this, obviously.
They hold a sign that says "I love my dentist" or "what patient of the day," whatever it is. Snap a photo. You capture that experience that happens.
Right.
And now when you go to share that on your social media page, people automatically connect with it because it helps share your story. And I see the way you interact with your patients, and I connect with that and want to be a part of it. And so that's the whole point of taking the photos, capturing.
Well, because
the
and then you post it on Facebook, they share it.
They can share it. Think about the exposure and the SEO you're going to get for your practice. Yeah,
it's the most powerful way of word of mouth.
And you could also do custom, right?
Yeah, you can customize.
You guys have also another service that's called the reviews. Tell us a little bit about that.
The review platform's huge. So why the patient's in your practice, you can now send them a text message straight to their phone that allows them to click on the link, takes them straight to Google, Yelp, or Facebook, and they leave a review.
So. Which is huge. I mean, I want to take a second. I mean, that literally is, that's huge. In our practice, I know that when we ask people, where are they finding us? It's Google, and it's usually, why are you coming?
Like the reviews. You guys are awesome at it.
We do have good reviews.
Great job.
But we had zero a year ago. We had to start asking for reviews using a platform similar to this.
You got to ask. You got to keep asking. As a young dentist, like I tell like every patient, I'm like, don't thank me. Because
your patients
like
you, right? They're willing. In that moment, you just got to capture that moment. And so I do like that's a similar system that we use. And it works. I mean, capturing them while they're in the chair is huge. You know, tell us more about the social media aspect. What separates you apart from a lot of these other social media companies?
The biggest thing that separates us is we want you to share real organic content, real photos, real experiences. And the only way to really do that is if you're covered through HIPAA. And so our HIPAA side of things with the application.
I hate HIPAA, but yeah, I agree with you.
It is annoying, but that's really what separates us is it allows you to start sharing these real photos with the patient's consent on there. It's an e-signature on our app where you snap the photo, they fill out their information and sign right away. It's very simple, but very powerful.
And that app is pretty much comes with the service. It's an app.
That's what you're buying, I guess.
And that's what's so cool is you can snap, sign, and share on the social media side, but then the review platform's right there on the same platform. So you do everything all in one spot. You guys are already doing the tough part of creating the relationship, giving people healthy smiles. Our whole goal is to help you share your story in a more powerful way through using our tools.
I love it.
And talk about cost a little bit.
Normally,
we got to know what it costs.
For our basic package, it's $350 a month with a $1,000 setup fee.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
But I was.
Oh my gosh.
You know what?
I thought he was joking.
No way.
You compare that to other platforms, it's actually very affordable. For you guys know how much one patient costs. Oh. If that's worth it to you, hey. Easy. Well, it's easy.
You know, but the problem is we have a lot. There's so many options out there. It's hard to find. And I agree with what the importance of both aspects that what Banyan does. That's a lot of money. And I like it, but we're going to have to make sure that you share this with your owners and whatnot, because they need to understand. And that's really what this podcast is about, is because we are trying to help represent our generation of dentists.
Absolutely.
And like, we're going to, and you get it because you're
a
millennial.
I'm a young dentist. For example, we do things differently, right? $1,000 to set up something.
What are we setting up?
The setup includes the cost of the iPad. If you want to use your own devices.
I already have an iPad.
Oh, then the setup fee is not a huge deal.
What's the setup fee after the iPad?
We'd waive it if you use your own devices.
Oh, well, I have four iPads in the practice.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So okay, that makes better.
Okay,
that makes
thank you for
now, now, I still think $350 a month is a little expensive for this. I think it should probably be
I'm
more
sure
like,
they're going to go down for sure.
But there, I mean, we have over 2,500 customer clients, you know, doctors that are using it, and they're paying that, and it's not a problem.
Let's talk to Tom.
Lad, I want you to go back to your owners and say,
let's get Tom on the show.
We're going to release this in probably like 2-3 weeks.
This podcast is wild.
So they have, this is a wild podcast.
But this is the thing though. I love it because the social sun, I want to customize this. So cool.
I just want to be over. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go back to your owners and say, hey, there's this podcast out there. There's these guys.
MillennialDentistPodcast.com or MillennialDentist.com.
And what I want them to do is I want them to, they have a couple weeks. And if they don't get to us, that's fine. We'll let this just ride. What I'd like for them to do is say, hey, let's get a deal for people who listen to Millennial Dentist Podcast. If they call in and they say, hey,
we could
heard
for sure work
like,
something
I mean,
out.
Your slogan says branch out, right?
Yeah. Branch out.
So
branch
out. Let's try to work up, talk to them. Let's work out a deal. Maybe we can get that a little lower on the month-to-month cost or something. And we'll see if we can't get some people to sign up.
I love Lad. You know why? He's wearing this shirt.
He does
says,
have a good shirt.
Dentists are people too.
That's right. Dentists are people too.
They are.
All right, Lad.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.